Cool is, according to the dictionary, moderately cold. It's the state Minnesotans find themselves in for a major part of the year. But cool isn't merely meteorological. It's also a social state. This cool is entirely different. Cool is a characteristic of people who are hot. In American slang, cool carries two related meanings. Cool is having a quiet, indifferent, and aloof attitude, but it's also excellent, first-rate, superior. The causal connections between the two are remarkably complex and sometimes contradictory. People who are cool are independent. They do their own thing. Because they embody American values of individualism and independence, we really warm up to people who are cool. Ironically, their indifference to the opinion of others is an attraction to others. Because they don't depend on us for their cool, we often want to depend on them for ours. Cool people are charismatic. Even though they don't seem to care about people, cool kids are often socially graceful. If you're cool, you can't be caught sucking up to people, in part because you're the one who's already up. Even without any leadership training, cool people are natural-born leaders. They're not trailblazers because they want to lead particularly, but because they seem to be going in a different or a new direction, and other people want to follow. Real cool, of course, is effortless. If you're cool, you don't have to work at it. It just comes naturally, even though the criteria of cool are entirely cultural. And real cool is relatively rare. Most kids aren't cool, and they know it. In this way, the culture of cool trains kids for a market economy that systematically values status objects that most people can't have. For young people, cool is partly defined in opposition to adults and authority figures. It's a generational thing. And it's ironic that some of the authority of cool comes from its indifference to authority. Cool is also a cause and a consequence of generational segregation in America, the process by which we regularly abandon young people to the pressures of their peers. A few parents and teachers are allowed to be cool, but it's not generally because of their own independence and individuality. When parents are cool, it's not because they're in tune with the cosmos. It's because they're in tune with teenagers, or at least they seem to be. Especially for young people, cool isn't just different. It's the vanguard of progress, the cutting edge, the brink of the future. It's where the action is, even if the action is just hanging out and looking cool. In an unpredictable world, cool is a signpost to the future. This means that if you want to be cool or stay cool, eventually you have to decide which way the edge is moving. Now, who's cool helps people to think about what's cool. Cool people have their own style, individually and collectively. But cool people don't necessarily buy cool things. Quite the contrary. When cool people buy things, the things become cool. In some magical way, the cool person transmutes mere objects into cool things. And this, of course, is where marketing comes in. If a company can figure out what's cool to people who are cool, they can sell a lot of stuff to people who would like to look cool. Indeed, there's a whole profession of market researchers called cool hunters. Really? But that's a topic for another time. For now, from the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, as cool as a cucumber, which is to say, not really very cool at all.